The Wellington Residents Association in Prince Edward County has a beautification committee, and the members have been busy over the past couple of years with various projects. Recently, they celebrated the addition of 4 heritage benches that have been installed along the main street to promote neighborly chats and rest for pedestrians. The original bench design comes from the 1890 model used in the Quaker Meeting House that is now the Wellington Museum. Local woodworkers and artists collaborated to redesign and decorate the benches to reflect the spirit of Wellington and to comply with current safety standards. The distinctive ends sets them apart from other pews and benches, and the design can be seen throughout the county, making them a Prince Edward County bench. Peter Hall is a member of the Beautification Committee, and with busy Main Street traffic in the background, she tells us about the project.
This is a special event because it is the second year of our benches, but this year we had 4 benches. Last year we only had 2 heritage benches. This year we actually have 4. Why they're called heritage benches is because they're based on the 1890 Wellington benches that were from the museum. They had to be adapted to AODA requirements, had to be on a special cement slab, and they are made by the most amazing team called the Wattle Boys, and only one Wattle Boy is here right now, but he can absolutely speak for both of them. That's Doug Smith. Thank you, Doug.
Peter refers to the 2 woodworkers as Wattle Boys, and that's because Doug Smith and Roy Perkin live in Wellington on the Lake, aka Wattle. Doug Smith tells us more.
Hobby woodworkers, and we have the facility to do it. Plus, the wood was donated. So, just took up a bit of time during the winter.
Mm-hmm. And so, how many have you built altogether?
There's 4 of them.
So they're based on a design from the museum, I understand.
Yeah, if the backyard of the museum downtown has some benches. It was the ends that were kind of distinctive. But those benches don't meet safety protocol now. The gap between the back and the seat is too big. So we did some redesigning, and that's the bench.
2 local artists, Sam Sacker and Colin Green, painted scenes reflecting Wellington. 1 bench features the distinct lighthouse, while 2 of them are painted with fruits and vegetables depicting the close proximity to the grocery store. Wellington is a rural lakeside village, and the 4th bench depicts the water and natural habitat. Peter talks about the usable art.
The benches for us are bright and cheerful, and they are usable art, enhancing the spirit of the village, and that we think is very important. You know, there's so much dour and terrible things going on in the world right now that it's really lovely to have a bright spark as you walk along the main street where you can sit, and particularly in this location, it's always shady.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.